we've been working with this GIMPS project since 1997, and George Waltman started GIMPS up in 1996. So we've been a regular participant for, 16 years?
Yeah, this is a rather awkward acronym, GIMPS, which basically means this project you've got going. And look, in your honour, we've appointed for tonight a prime number correspondent who has been trying to... Do you know what this... You know, like a million and a billion and a trillion. What is your number called?
I can start describing it. It will take a while, but it's 581 quinmillion million octogen octomillion trisin octo octogen tillion, then 887 quinmillion million octogen octomillion trisin septin octogen tillion.
There are pages of this. I must give a chance for Emma to have a go. Here we are.
581 quinmillia millia octingen octomilia trensen octogen.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a very solid effort. I mean, I've got it in front of me. I'm not even going to try. It's quite impossible.
It's crazy.
So is there any, I mean, beyond, obviously, the joy of discovery, any purpose to this?
I can honestly say I don't know of any practical use of that this is a prime number, but there's some spin-offs of this that are applicable. I think this whole idea of the great internet Mersenne prime search, where hundreds and thousands of computers worldwide kind of divvy a problem up into smaller problems and then try to solve it, that could, if somebody could figure out how to cure cancer, making fitting into that model, that would be a sort of a spin-off of this. In the late 1990s, the Pentium chip was discovered to have a flaw in it, and it turns out that this program that we run on all of our PCs, written by George Waltman, discovered that the Pentium chip had a flaw in its design. And one other thing is that even though we can't use this big a prime, primes are 100 and 200 digit primes are used every day to do transactions, secure transactions across the web, send your credit card information, and we have confidence that they can be encrypted correctly. So, 100 years ago, we had no idea that we could use a 100-digit prime to do that. So,
yeah, sure.
In 100
Who
years.
Knows? I mean, people may be very grateful in a century.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Emma Robbins, our prime number correspondent, still at it.
988,071,724,285,951.
Oh, wow. She finished.
She got there. So anyway, you're going to keep going. You're after another one, I've no doubt.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I've had great support, and GIMPS is a great project to be part of. So we're going to keep going, trying to find our fourth one.